Blog Talk Radio.
Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Psalms 107 and 1. Welcome to the Blog Line. We thank God for those of you who have joined us. The Blog Line has over 90 million listeners in Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, Europe, North America, and South America. We're here at this time to give thanks to God. Please keep in mind that the time spent in the presence of the Lord is sacred. So let us please refrain from coughing, sneezing, yawning, clearing your throat, or having a sidebar conversation while you're on the Blog Line. At this time, let us receive the world's greatest saxophonist, Keith Fraser, pastor of Amazing Grace International, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen.
And thank you. And thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Benita Friars, and God bless you.
Praise
this
the Lord.
This is Bernard Johnson, and we are so happy to be here tonight that we can give God praise. I heard someone make a statement that they didn't understand this blog line of what's happening on here with the Bernard Johnson Blog Line. We simply have one agenda, and that is to thank God at least 1,000 times. This is the new awakening. For centuries, for eras, God has not gotten the proper praise for all the things that he does. He does so many things for people, and many times they don't even think to thank him. And then those who do thank him, they may give him one thank you. But let me tell you something. Every second of the day, God does something else for you. And we owe him a praise, a great, 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 great praise. And the Blog Line is centered around the new awakening, and that is away from the give me, give me, give me, God, give me this, God, give me that, God, I need you. Hey, oh, God, come now, now, now. It's away from all that. It's away from that, too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's appreciating the Lord for what he's already done and for what he's doing right now, and even appreciating him for what he will do in the future. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to do for the Lord. And so we know we can't rectify things, but we can get on the right foot, on the right track. And as I said, for eras and for centuries, people have not given God the proper praise. We have come to do more than just thank him once. We want to thank him 1,000 times. Now, God has taken us back to the old church, because in the old church, somebody wants the Holy Ghost. One person would get on one side, and another person would be on the other side. And one would say, say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the other one on the other side would say thank you. So they double team them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And what we have here on this Blog Line is basically, you might say, a redeclaring of the old church. See, that thank you did several things. It focuses one's mind, or it focused one's mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. Because most people who come up to the altar, unless they really are in a desperate situation, they are focused on the natural rather than spiritual. But thank you, thank you, thank you from your heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That focuses on the spiritual rather than the natural. And then it does something else. It ushers in the presence of the Lord. See, the Lord goes to praise parties, not pity parties. And when you begin to just say thank you, thank you, thank you from your heart and mean it, oh, I feel the presence of the Lord already. Just in a few thank yous that I'm even demonstrating here. It ushers in the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. If you do the same thing, he'll be in your room too. And then not only does it focus on one's mind on the spiritual rather than the natural, not only does it usher in the presence of the Lord, but thirdly, it positions you or anyone else to receive a miracle from the Lord. And let me just say, you can be positioned to receive a miracle for the Lord in the right place at the right time, positioned. You don't want to make God think that your brothers or your sisters or your girlfriends are more important than he is, because it takes you out of position to receive a miracle from the Lord. Don't let that happen. Make him believe that he is more important than anything else in your life, and you position yourself for a miracle from the Lord. And the last thing I want to say, not only does it focus your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural, not only does it usher in the presence of the Lord, not only does it position you to receive a miracle from the Lord, but lastly, it encourages others who hear you praising God like that to start praising God the same way. See, we're helpers one to another. And when you have people, let me go back to the altar. Like when we were teenagers seeking for the Holy Ghost. Notice on the altar, most teenagers look out the side of the eye trying to see what their friend is doing. So if somebody got happy, if somebody really got serious about Jesus, then guess what happens, or what happened? All the rest of them got serious about Jesus simply because their friends getting serious about Jesus encouraged them to get serious about Jesus. So it encourages others who hear you giving God that kind of praise. They want to praise in that same way. It just encourages them to praise God on another level. So this thank you, thank you, thank you is really on to something. I hope you adapt it and adopt it to your ways and begin to give him praise. Thank you. I got people nowadays, they thanking God not just 1,000 times, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 times a day. That only takes you about an hour and a half, 2 hours, 10,000. But 1,000 praises a day, you can do it in 15, 20 minutes. And do you have 15, 20 minutes for the Lord? For the Lord? If so, take time with us tonight to thank him 1,000 times. I want to ask and challenge you in India, in Africa, who will be the one in your nation to lead the way? Will it be you? Step out. Let it be you. In Brazil, in the Philippines, in England, in France, all over the world, let it be you. Thank you. All right. God bless you. I'm going to give you some reasons why you are thanking, why you're thanking him. I'm asking Sister Thelma Rush, who normally helps me on Monday night, to also help me tonight. And I want to thank all of you for coming this way. Heavenly Father, we love you. We really do, Lord. And just before I do a word of prayer, make your request known unto the Lord if you have a prayer request, something that you want God to do, because I'm going to ask him to grant prayer requests, and then we're going to thank him 1,000 times here. Over, collectively, all over the world, we're giving God over 2 billion, I didn't say million, I said 2 billion praises a night are going up to God. Make your prayer request known unto him right now, and then I'll come back and we'll pray. Do it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you say that you're so good. And for you and the empathy and the light tonight, you saw on us the days of God. So the matter of people with the awesomeness of God, because you got one of all the best, and in a very professional way. Thank you for this, Jesus. God bless you. Heavenly Father, look on these precious, precious, precious people and grant the requests that they put before you. And not only that, but bless them in the city and in the field, and bless their hands and labor. Give them very good jobs, give them very good money. Open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that they don't have room to receive. Bless in the midst of any situation. Bless, bless, bless God. And God, heal their bodies. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'm asking you all of this in the name of Jesus. Release those who are in prison as part of this prayer line. And give us victory on every hand. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I give you the glory for it. And for the glory of God, we ask and thank God. And let's begin to thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to close at 9:30. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, if your line is open, you can join us and help us praise him. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
We love you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
We praise you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord.
Thank you.
Your line is being opened. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
We've been connected to praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for We want to be bold. Thank you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you.
Tomorrow, fill up these times. All right, anybody else?
Okay, I'll put the time in. Chief Ambassador, I put the time in. I know she normally likes to take the midnight hour, so 12
okay.
to 1. So 12 to 1.
Okay.
For,
okay.
And I'll just help her with her hour. Amen.
All right, 12 to 1, star. All right, anyone else? All right, y'all know me. I'll move on. God bless you. Good to have you on the blog line tonight, and we appreciate you. And maybe you have a good night. I'm praying that something wonderful will happen to you between tonight and tomorrow night. Lord, let it be so. Let it be so. Just a simple request I'm asking. Let it be so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Before I close the line, like, is there anybody else who wants to say, Pastor? Yeah, I'll take this time. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.